Diane Brandis with Amy DiNio. Second will be Shelley Hirsch. Then we're going to have a short intermission and come back with Zena Parkins solo and then audio letter. So we're going to begin.
Start with a composition of mine called Imelda and the 6,000 Shoes.
Thank you.
shirts ironed or anything? Extra charge for that. I'm going to do a structured improvisation that we're calling Quirks. Musician, and will be a speaker for the first time. This piece is writings of L. Ron Hubbard, Heinrich Gernt Butler of the Aryan Nations, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Swaggart, and Dr. Bronner, amongst others. A Layman's Guide to Unscheduled Religions, Part 1.
Understand yourself and why you do the things you do. The standard Oxford capacity analysis. Are you constantly happy, even though there's no real reason for it? When others are getting rattled, do you remain fairly composed? Do you browse through railway timetables, directories, or dictionaries just for pleasure? Do you intend two or less children in your family, even though your health and income will permit more? Are your actions considered unpredictable by others? Do you often whistle or sing just for the fun of it? Are you considered warm-hearted by your friends? Do you consider too much money as being spent on Social Security? Do you act impulsively rather than deliberately? Do you make efforts to get others to laugh or smile? When hunting or fishing, do you feel concern for the pain you inflict on game, live bait, or fish? Do you say little except in response? When unexpected things happen, do some of your muscles have jerking motions? Do you speak slowly? Does the idea of talking in front of you make you nervous? Do you ever get a dream-like feeling towards life when it all seems unreal? Do you often give your opinions to yourself just because they do not seem important enough to tell others? Do some people consider you to be cheerful? Does life seem worthwhile? Does life seem rather vague and unreal to you? Do emotional music have quite an effect on you? Would you buy on credit with the hope that you could keep up payments? Do you often sit and think about death, sickness, pain, and sorrow? Are you rather indifferent to maintaining the dignity of your job or your place in life? When hearing a lecturer, or do you sometimes experience an idea that the speaker is referring entirely to you? Are you openly appreciative of beautiful things? Does external noise rarely interfere with your concentration? Are you sometimes considered overbearing? Are you inclined to be jealous? Does life seem rather vague and unreal to you? Do you like to greet people cordially? Do you like to live the kind of life with only a few expressions of enthusiasm? Do you sometimes wonder if anybody really cares about you? Do you bite your fingernails and chew objects? Do you sometimes feel compelled to repeat some interesting idea or habit? If you were invading another country, would you feel sympathetic towards conscientious objectives in this country? Is your facial expression varied rather than set? Would it take a definite effort on your part to consider the subject of suicide? Did you ever get a single thought which hangs around you for days? Are you a slow eater? Are you scientific in your thinking? When you're passing a beautiful object or a beautiful child, do you avoid showing interest rather than looking and smiling? Do you sleep well? Do you sometimes feel that you talk too much? Do you smile much? Do you often make tactless blunders? Do you prefer to have these in disordered surroundings? Provided the distance was not too great, would you prefer to ride than walk? When recounting some amusing incident, can you easily imitate the mannerisms or the dialect in the original incident? Do you often feel depressed? Are you aware of any habitual physical mannerisms, such as pulling your hair, nose, ears, and such like? Are you in favor of colorblind and class distinctions? Does life seem rather vague and unreal to you? Do some of us set your teeth on edge? Do you frequently stay up late? Do you like to laugh or smile quite readily? Do children irritate you? Are you less confident than your associates? Does some inferiority make you feel sad? Is it easy for you to relax? Do you find it hard to get started on a task that needs to be done? Does life seem rather vague and unreal to you? Is the idea of death or even reminding you of death appalling to you? Do you find yourself going off in all directions at once? Are you close to the formation system for 10 hours? Does life seem rather vague and unreal to you? Do you feel upset about the fate of war victims and wonderful refugees? Are you usually truthful to others? Do you spend too freely relating to your income?
duo tape and a trio tape. We'd love to sell them to you. And I guess we also want to thank Tim Staley for use of roulette, etc. And thank you all for being here. The last piece is a composition of Meyer's called For Georgia O'Keeffe.
Thank you. it, he'd go, oi, 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 I did a adieu. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.